Part 2. You will hear part of a radio report about marine life in the UK. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. Nowhere is the need for the ecosystem-based management more pressing than in British waters. According to WWF UK, our marine environment is facing more problems than ever. Not only from conventional threats such as overfishing, pollution and coastal development, but also from sand and gravel extraction and construction associated with offshore wind farms and the sequestration of carbon dioxide. Those species most in danger include the turtle, shark, Atlantic salmon and pink coral. While such habitats as salt marshes and seagrass and marl beds also face considerable pressure. At present, specific areas within UK waters are protected according to UK and EU legislation as marine nature reserves or special areas of conservation. But these areas are failing to halt the decline. Scientists recommend that 20 to 30% of the marine environment should be fully protected from damaging and extractive activities. However, at present, the only region in which all species and their habitats are managed in this way is a 3.3 square kilometre area off the east coast of Lundy Island in the Bristol Channel. A mere 0.002% of our waters. Organisations such as the MCS, the British Subaqua Club and WWF UK are currently campaigning for the creation of a network of highly protected marine reserves, what the fishing industry would call no-take zones, where all extractive activities are prohibited. Case studies from around the world show that fully protected reserves are the only way to maintain marine biodiversity. It's quite clear that the current system is inadequate. We have to protect a representative number of habitats as a whole if we are to stop the decline of wildlife in UK waters. Not only do we need a network of protected areas, we should also manage fisheries from the perspective of biodiversity and the health of the ecosystem. Historically, we've always looked at these things independently. So, at the policy level, fisheries aren't integrated into the planning process. They are considered separately from environmental issues. So, when fisheries councils consider stocks and quotas and so on, they don't consider the environmental impact unless they have some impact on the stock. We need an overall strategy for marine spatial management that considers the impacts on biodiversity and ecosystems, not just the stocks. Now you will hear part two again. The need for the ecosystem-based management more pressing than in British waters. According to WWF UK, our marine environment is facing more problems than ever, not only from conventional threats such as overfishing, pollution and coastal development, but also from sand and gravel extraction and construction associated with offshore wind farms and the sequestration of carbon dioxide. Those species most in danger include the turtle, shark, Atlantic salmon and pink coral. While such habitats as salt marshes and seagrass and marl beds also face considerable pressure. At present, specific areas within UK waters are protected according to UK and EU legislation as marine nature reserves or special areas of conservation. But these areas are failing to halt the decline. Scientists recommend that 20 to 30% of the marine environment should be fully protected from damaging and extractive activities. However, at present, the only region in which all species and their habitats are managed in this way is a 3.3 square kilometre area off the east coast of Lundy Island in the Bristol Channel. A mere 0.002% of our waters. Organisations such as the MCS, the British Sub Aqua Club and WWF UK are currently campaigning for the creation of a network of highly protected marine reserves. What the fishing industry would call no-take zones, where all extractive activities are prohibited. Case studies from around the world show that fully protected reserves are the only way to maintain marine biodiversity. It's quite clear that the current system is inadequate. We have to protect a representative number of habitats as a whole if we are to stop the decline of wildlife in UK waters. Not only do we need a network of protected areas, we should also manage fisheries from the perspective of biodiversity and the health of the ecosystem. Historically, we've always looked at these things independently. So, at the policy level, fisheries aren't integrated into the planning process. They are considered separately from environmental issues. So when fisheries councils consider stocks and quotas and so on, they don't consider the environmental impact unless they have some impact on the stock. We need an overall strategy for marine spatial management that considers the impacts on biodiversity and ecosystems, not just the stocks. That's the end of part 2.